to Sanchez. What a finish!
Goals! Aguero made it! Manchester City won the Premier League!
Ibrahim James with no regard for human life.
Curry for three. What a night for Stephen Curry.
What a nice shot, Gareth Bale.
Manchester United have reached the promised land.
Can Manchester United score? They always score.
Don't wish, I'm glad you're just old. Thank you, Irvin. Get back.
The Cavaliers have just won the first NBA championship for Cleveland in 40 years.
Bryant for the win. Bam!
10, 9,
8, 7,
6,
5,
4,
3,
2,
1,
go!
Hello, dear audience. Welcome to this week's Highlight Sports. I'm Yvette. Love sports, love radio, see you soon. Now, let me have a brief introduction of today's program. In the World Sports News, Yvonne and Rachel will bring you the latest news of the new season of NBA, the EFL Cup, and the WTA Finals. This week in the highlight game, Ennis and Manny are going to talk about one NBA game between two strong teams. We shall see how unexpectedly the Golden State shows us and what a cooperation this Spurs did. Today in Your Man, Letty will introduce equestrianism, a sport which is not very popular in China now. Do you want to know more about basketball players? If you want, then don't miss the great. This time, Ada will introduce one of young basketball player, Paul George. Now, let's kick off with the World Sports News.
Good evening, my dear audiences. You are listening to the World Sport News. Welcome back. I'm Ivan.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rachel.
Now, let's first have a brief look at what essential sports news happened this week.
After Cleveland waited more than 4 months since the team's Game 7 win over the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals, it was finally time to acknowledge the accomplishment on opening night before the Cavaliers game against the New York Knicks.
Spurs come away with a 29-point win over the Warriors. Leonard scored a career-high 35 points, and the Spurs emphatically spoiled KD's first game for Golden State in the 129-100 round that the Warriors could hardly believe had just happened.
Dwayne Wade made his Chicago homecoming a memorable appear, contributing 22 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists to Bulls' 105-99 win over the Boston Celtics.
Jeremy Lin had 21 points and just missed a triple-double in his Nets home debut. Brooklyn got his first victory by beating the Indiana Pacers 103-94.
West Ham dumped Chelsea out of EFL Cup with 2 goals.
Antonio Conte insists that he will take a lot of positive things from Chelsea's performance in a 2-1 defeat to West Ham in the EFL Cup 5th round and believes his team were unlucky to emerge on the losing side.
Dominika Sibakwa won the biggest title of her career, beating world number 1 Angel Lee Kerber 6-3, 6-4 in the WTA Finals on October 13th.
Lewis Hamilton had his championship rival Nico Rosberg in first practice at the Mexican Grand Prix.
Now, let's check all this in detail.
The Cavaliers 6.5-carat championship rings are incrusted with more than 400 diamonds plus a 1-carat diamond atop the L'Oréal Bring Trophy. The Cavaliers opened the season with a 170-88 win. James recorded a triple-double, the first player to do so in a season opener since Jason Kidd did it to begin the 2006-07 season. James and Magic Johnson are the only players in NBA history with a triple-double in the NBA Finals clincher and the following season's opener.
Durant had 27 points and 10 rebounds, but little looked in sync for MVP Stephen Curry and the reigning Western Conference champions in a forgettable first game, and quite a different one after the Warriors dominated at home and came out of the blocks last season with a record 24 new starts. The star-studded Warriors were sloppy, committing 16 turnovers and got outrebounded 55-35.
making his presence known throughout the game. Wade went 7-for-18 from the field and hit the biggest shot of the night, a three-pointer with 26.3 seconds left that gave the Bulls a five-point lead they would not relinquish. Wade said he had an out-of-body experience after locking down the three, which included a throat slash toward the Celtics. Not only did he help lead Chicago to victory, but he also gave the team a jolt of energy throughout the night and made plays when the game was on the line. Former Heat teammates Chris Bosh took time to acknowledge how special Thursday's home debut was for Wade. Congrats to my brother for his debut tonight. I know this is a childhood dream that he is living right now. How awesome is that? Wade might have been happiest of all after Thursday's win. It meant something special to him to be able to perform at such a high level in front of his friends and family.
Lin leads Nets pass bases, 103-94 in home opener. Lin finished with 9 rebounds and 9 assists, drawing some delirious cheers the way he briefly did during his run of Lin sanity last time he played in New York with the Knicks in 2012. Paul George had 22 points and 9 rebounds for the Pacers. The Nets opened their 5th season in Brooklyn by improving to 4-1 in home openers, an immediate highlight in the rebuilding season where they aren't expected to be many of them.
West Ham United's return to form continued as they beat Chelsea 2-0 in the first round of the EFL Cup. A 5th victory from 9 games at their new home saw the Hammers advance to the quarterfinals and remain in contention for silverware in their first season since leaving Upton Park. Chelsea's only remaining cup competition this season is the FA Cup.
One matter gave Manchester United a timely shot in the arm as Josep Mourinho's men extended Manchester City's alarming winless streak to progress to the EFL Cup quarterfinals. Both sides' need for a win added intrigue to an already mouth-watering derby, with Pep Guardiola's men unable to eke out victories of late and United reeling for Sunday's 4-0 humiliation at Chelsea. Mourinho apologized for the unacceptable result at his former stomping ground and went some way to making amends on Wednesday, with Manchester strike securing a 1-0 triumph field that condemned Guardiola to a 6th successfully winless match for the first time in his managerial career.
Hamilton was 0.759 seconds ahead of Rosberg, exactly the sort of display he needs at a race he really needs to win to keep his title hopes alive. Rosberg, who leads by 26 points with 75 points available from 3 races, will be crowned champion on October 30th if he wins and Hamilton is 10th or lower. Hamilton was fastest and Rosberg only 7th in an inconclusive session.
The 7th seed Sibalkova made his debut at the WTA Finals this week, picked the right match to win against Kerber during the week. Coming here for the first time and winning the biggest title for my life, I have no words, Sibalkova said. Today you can see I got really lucky in the end. The only time Sibalkova looked nervous in the 76-minute match was when he was serving for it at 4-3, 5-4. She missed on 3 match points and saved 2 break points before forehand clipped the top of the net and just dribbled over to give her the victory. From the minute Sibalkova hit the first ball of the match, she was on fire, taking Kerber out of her game, fouling winners at goal, and in complete command of the outing.
So that's all for today's Sports World News. See you next week.
See you.
The next is Highlight Game.
Back from the edge, back from the...
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's highlight game. I'm Ines.
I'm Manny. Finally, the NBA regular season has started. I bet many fans have been waiting for this whole new season for a long time. So you did watch the game between the Golden State and San Antonio.
Yeah, I was a bit sad about the result. The Warriors lost their home opener Tuesday night by 29 points.In the previous two seasons, Golden State lost four regular season home games by a combined 25 points. I'm always considering Spurs as the hardest obstacle barring the way to championship for Golden State, and I respect all of their players in San Antonio. So it's indeed that the ever-victorious general did something wrong.
Many of us must thought that with KD's joining in, both their offensive and defensive will be improved.But things turned out beyond our expectation.
Well, it's not a surprise, actually. The Spurs is a really strong opponent, and the Golden State has trained too many players. They need time to fit in. Without Andrew Bogut, they lack of much cooperation like the way they used to play. The new center guard, Zaza Pachulia, performed just so-so. He wasn't able to do bucket play well.While Kawhi Leonard, a low-key killer, has just reached his career high with 35 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and 5 steals. What a man! We always are fear for his oppressive offense, but now we shall see him as a real all-pervasive superstar.
He is. He is the future of Spurs.We can see that the Spurs lead the game all alone at the first quarter with 31-20. With Parker's excellent steal and the rookie Jonathan Simmons' precise three-point shot, they opened fire and warded off the offensive by Warriors. And with the game on the line, they were not lax and keep expanding their priority.
I bet many fans, no matter standing for Curry, Klay or KD, were anxious all along the game.We hope that maybe one of them will stand out, act like a hero just like what Klay did in the last season against Thunder, or what most of us call the savior KD will be wide open. The step back, the sweep, the spin and dunk, sweat drips from his chin, his arms and his gray Warriors t-shirt. But as the coach Steve Kerr said, we have plenty of talent, but talent is not going to be enough.
The road can be a cold, brutal place in the NBA, but for the radically revamped Warriors, finding themselves as a team might be a far easier process away from the comfort and distraction of Oracle Arena. With that in mind, a three-game trip starting in New Orleans on Friday night couldn't have been better timed. Following the shocking season opener, in which the Warriors were roundly spanked by the San Antonio Spurs on their home floor, there are a lot of things to sort out.
Indeed, the glaring bright spot from Tuesday's season opening debacle was the humble pie the Warriors were served. It was clearly needed, and there is no shortage of ridicule waiting for them. I know, it was just one game, but it wasn't nothing. We learned some things. We have something to look for moving forward.
I'm really looking forward to seeing them meeting in this year's NBA Half Final. Okay, this is today's highlight game. If you missed this game, you can watch it on the internet. I'm Manny.
I'm Ines. Don't lose hope to our Warriors. They are really good at bouncing back and slapping others. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.
I just wanna run, hide it away, run because the chasing me down.
Hello, dear audience. Welcome to this week's Weekly 4C. I'm Yvette.
I'm Steve, and nice to meet you. Can you guys still remember Anthony Davis' great performance at the beginning of the NBA regular season? He totally scored 95 points in the first two games, which broke Michael Jordan's record of 91 points in 1987.
Yeah.We all believe that he can do something special. So today we're going to focus on the game between the Pelicans and the Warriors. As a matter of fact, these two teams have already met before. The Warriors defeated the Pelicans 122-114 at Smoothie King Center. It was the night that Anthony Davis recorded 45 points and 17 rebounds. And this wasn't an easy 45. Dave shot 9 of 15 for 26 points when Draymond Green was his premier defender. That's amazing because no player scored more than 17 points in a game all of the last season when guarded by Green.
Davis seems to be unstoppable this season, but the Pelicans are still in trouble. Although they managed to keep Davis in the team with a big contract, they still had to find someone to help him. Otherwise, his prime years will be wasted. You know, the Pelicans and Anthony Davis now remind me of Kevin Garnett and his Timberwolves. The team goes as he goes.
What occurred in my mind is Kobe Bryant's in 2006. It's an opportunity for him to create a series of records, attract more fans, and earn a signature shoe.
But Kobe is a player who has a strong desire to win and prove he can do what Shaquille O'Neal can do. And KG is clever and always passionate. That's the reason why they can success at last. But I'm worried that if Davis spends so much time in a less competitive team, maybe he will lose the impetus to chase for the championship.
No, I agree with you. Just like a Kerry Irving. He had never been in the playoffs before LeBron came back to the Cleveland. But the scene was changed after the three-pointer in the Game 7 of 2016 NBA Finals. I mean, what Anthony Davis need to do is waiting for a such chance appear to him.
As a superstar whose rise is in need of assistance, Davis may meet with some trouble while facing again with the Warriors. Although the Warriors were defeated by the Spurs in the opening game, they have managed to find out the game tempo suitable for them and make the best use of the three perimeter players.
Just as their coach Steve Kerr warns, talent is not going to be enough. They should not simply rely on their talent, and I believe they will not anymore. Someone said that maybe both Kevin Durant and the Warriors made a bad decision because the talent of the perimeter players seemed to be overflowed and there is only one basketball. But I have to emphasize that Kevin Durant is their best choice, and all of us will have a clear knowledge about the magnificent power the Warriors have if we can give them more time. Familiarity takes time, but the team will get into shape and they will not disappoint us.
There are two main points the Warriors are facing with. The first one is their inside players. It seems that Andrew Bogut is much more important to the team than we have thought. They lost their inside defense. Pachulia is not the one they can rely on. What's more, they cannot make that much high-quality pick-and-rolls anymore. His left is a great loss in both defense and offense. Remember, he was the number one pick in the draft and he deserves it. And the second problem is Curry.
Wait, you mean the back-to-back MVP Curry?
Yes, his defense is a big problem. In the finals, the players of the Cavs started to attack on Curry initiatively. The man he was guarding seemed easier to score. That was one of the reasons they lose their championship. This season, the problem is even more serious because their inside defense is weaker after Bogut was traded to Dallas. Considering Anthony Davis, the best power forward currently, who has an excellent scoring ability, is now in great condition. The Pelicans do have great opportunities to win. So I predict that the Pelicans will defeat the Warriors on Tuesday.
No way. I can't believe what I have heard. That's ridiculous. Tell you what, the Warriors will defeat the Pelicans and it will be a blowout.
Just wait and see.
So that's all for this week's Weekly Foresee. I'm Yvette.
I'm Steve. Coming next is your man. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to You Man. I'm Letty. Today, I'd like to introduce equestrianism, a sport which is very popular in Western countries. Equestrianism, more often known as riding, horseback riding, or horse riding, refers to the skill of riding, driving, steeple chasing, or vaulting with horses. This broad description includes the use of horses for practical working purposes, transportation, recreational activities, artistic or cultural exercise, and competitive sport. humans appear to have long expressed a desire to know which horses were the fastest, and horse racing has ancient roots. Gambling on horse races appears to go hand in hand with racing and has a long history as well. Thoroughbreds have the preeminent reputation as a racing breed, but other breeds also race. There are many types of horse racing, such as thoroughbred horse racing, steeple chasing, American quarter horse, and so on. Equestrian events were first included in the modern Olympic Games in 1900s, and by 1912, all three Olympic disciplines still seen today were part of the Games. The following forms of competition are recognized worldwide and are a part of equestrian events at the Olympics. They are governed by the rules of the International Federation for Equestrian Sports. First, let me introduce dressage. Dressage involves the progressive training of the horse to a high level of impulsion, collection, and obedience. Competitive dressage has the goal of showing the horse carrying out, on request, the natural movements that it performs without thinking while running loose. Second, show jumping comprises a timed event judged on the ability of the horse and rider to jump over a series of obstacles in a given order and with the fewest refusals or knockdowns of portion of the obstacles. The third is eventing, which is also called combined training, horse trials, the three-day event, the military or the complete test. It pulls together the obedience of dressage with athletic ability of show jumping, the fitness demands, the cross-country jumping phase. In the last named, the horses jump over fixed obstacles, such as logs, stone walls, banks, ditches, and water, trying to finish the course under the optimum time. There was also the steeple chase phase, which is now excluded from most major competitions to bring them in line with the Olympic standard. The additional internationally sanctioned but non-Olympic disciplines governed by the FEIR, combined driving, endurance, reining, and vaulting. These disciplines are part of the FEI World Equestrian Games every 4 years, and may hold their own individual world championship in other years. The FEI also recognized horseball and tent pegging as its two regional disciplines. Also, there are many other forms of equestrian activity and sports seen worldwide. There are both competitive event and player riding disciplines available. In addition to the classical Olympic events, eventing, show jumping, saddle seat, show hack, and dressage are seen. In North America, they are referred to as English riding in contrast with Western riding. Elsewhere in the world, if a distinction is necessary, they are usually described as classic riding. Another type is Western riding. This involved from the cattle-working and warfare traditions brought to the Americas by the Spanish conquistadors. And both equipment and riding style involves to meet the working needs of the cowboy on ranches in the American West. Though the differences between English and Western riding appear dramatic, there are more similarities than most people think. Both styles require riders to have a solid seat, with the hips and shoulders balanced over the feet, with hands independent of the seat so as to avoid disturbing the balance of the horse and interfering with its performance. Horses, mules, and donkeys are driven in harness in many different ways. For working purposes, they can pull a plow or other farm equipment designed to be pulled by animals. In many parts of the world, they still pull wagons for basic hauling and transportation. They may draw carriages at ceremonies, in parades, or for tourist rides. As noted in horse racing above, horses can race in harness, pulling a very light-weighted cart known as galki. At the other end of the spectrum, some draft horses compete in horse-pulling competitions, where single or teams of horses and their drivers vie to determine who can pull the most weight for short distance. Handling, riding, and driving horses has a number of health risks. Riding has some inherent risk, as when mounted, the rider's head may be up to 4 meters from the ground, and a horse may travel at a speed of up to 65 kilometers per hour. The injuries observed range from very minor injuries to fatalities. The races themselves have proved dangerous to both humans and horses. Thus, organized welfare groups, such as the Human Society of the United States, and animal rights groups such as People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, have been known to criticize some horse sports with claims of animal cruelty. It's time to say goodbye. Thanks for your listening. Next is The Great.
What if we run away? What if we left today?
Hey guys, welcome to The Great. I'm Ella. This time, I'm going to introduce one of the NBA basketball players, Paul George. Paul George is an American professional basketball player for the Indiana Pacers of NBA. He has been named 3rd NBA All-Star and twice to both the All-NBA team and the NBA All-Defensive team. George was born on May the 2nd in 1990 in Palmdale, California. George spent most of his free time playing basketball at the park or one-on-one against his older sister, Tayosha. He did not play organized basketball until his freshman year at Knight High School. During the time in high school, he was the only non-senior on the varsity team starting lineup. Recruiters began noticing George during the summer of 2007, while he competed in AAU tournaments. Sensing George's potential, his coach handed him a leading role his senior season. On March the 31st in 2010, George announced that he would forego his final two seasons of college eligibility at Fresno State and enter the 2010 NBA draft. He made his first appearance on the 2010 mock draft on Draft Express a month into his sophomore season. On July the 1st in 2010, he signed his rookie contract with the Pacers, a two-year guaranteed deal, $3.9 million, with team options for a third and fourth year. For the 2011 playoffs, George was one of only two rookies from the 2010 NBA draft to be in the starting lineup for his team. Upon completion of his inaugural season, George was named to the 2011 NBA All-Rookie Second Team. During his first two seasons in the NBA, George played mostly the shooting guard position. However, with Danny Granger missing nearly the entire season due to knee and calf injuries, George began playing the small forward position and became the go-to offensive option for the Pacers in his third season. George was named NBA Player of the Week for the first time in his career in December, winning three straight games against Cleveland, Philadelphia, and Detroit. He recorded his first career triple-double in a victory over the Charlotte Bobcats on February 13th in 2013, finishing with 23 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, and 2 steals. At the conclusion of the regular season, he was named the NBA Most Improved Player. On December the 2nd in 2013, he scored a career-high 43 points, along with 3 rebounds and 3 assists in a 102-106 loss to the Portland Trail Blazers. The following day, George was named Eastern Conference Player of the Month, the first time in his career, for the month of November while leading the Pacers to a 15-1 record. The Pacers finished the regular season with an incredible 56-26 record. In the 2014 playoffs, the Pacers eliminated the Atlanta Hawks and the Washington Wizards in the first 2 rounds. For his efforts, George was named to the All-NBA Third Team, qualifying him for the full 30% extension and All-Defensive First Team. During the 2014 offseason, George was named to the training camp roster for the U.S. national team that would represent the country at the 2014 FIBA Basketball World Cup in Spain. He had been considered a virtual lock to make the roster. However, on August the 1st, George landed awkwardly at the base of a basket stanchion after fouling James Harden during the Las Vegas scrimmage, and suffered a compound fracture of both bones in his lower right leg. He quickly went into surgery for the fracture, with a pin being inserted in the leg. He missed almost the entire 2014-15 season. In the Pacers' 2015-16 season, George came back. On March the 19th, he had a 45-point game in a 115-111 loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. George helped the Pacers return to the playoffs in 2016, finishing at the 7th seed in the Eastern Conference with a 45-37 record. Following the 2015-16 season, George joined the United States national team for the 2016 Rio Olympics. George has established himself as one of the best perimeter defenders in the NBA. In addition to his athleticism, he has developed a reputation as a high flyer by participating in the 2012 and 2014 slam dunk contest. George's rapid improvement led Pablo Astori of ESPN to dub him the NBA's most anomalous superstar, while stating, "Has anyone in the NBA ever become better, faster than Paul George?" Now the new season has already begun. Let's look forward to the performance of Paul George. So that's all for today's Highlight Sports. Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye.
Cast producer
Yvette 李一飞
Broadcaster
Ivan 刘思悦
Billy
刘浩鹏
Journalist
Manny 张端信
Rachel 荣苑廷
Letty 雷霆
Ada 徐阳
Ines 唐一周
Steve 赵月央
Kyrie 于浩明
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。